AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tomorrow, supporters of former President Donald Trump are expected at the U.S. Capitol for a rally for those facing charges from the January Capitol riot.
We are hearing some chatter that I think it would be responsible for us to plan the way we've been planning and put the precautions in place.
Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says he's worried about protesters and counter-protesters.
In my opinion, that's the most likely scenario for violence.
Far-right online chatter has been generally tame, and Republican lawmakers are downplaying the event. There are about 60 or so people held behind bars of the more than 600 charged in the deadly riot. FDA advisors are hearing from experts about whether to recommend a booster Pfizer coronavirus shot. Dr. Donna Boyce is a Pfizer vice president.
The global real-world evidence demonstrates that the reduction in vaccine efficacy is likely due to waning effectiveness and supports that a booster dose can restore high levels of protection with an acceptable safety profile.
Scientists inside and outside the government have been divided recently over the need for boosters and who should get them. World leaders, including President Biden, reached an agreement today during talks on climate change.
To reduce global methane emissions by at least 30% below 2020 levels by 2030.
The president talked about damage and destruction he's seen in the United States, massive flooding in Europe, and other global damage from the warming climate. Three people were killed when a helicopter crashed in a dense woods in a national wildlife preserve in central Georgia. Thousands of Haitian migrants are under and around a bridge in a small Texas town, Del Rio, presenting the Biden administration with new and immediate challenges as it tries to manage large numbers of asylum seekers who've been reaching American soil. Some families have been under the bridge for as long as 6 days. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. A civil trial has opened in Austria over a government response to a coronavirus outbreak at a ski resort.
Relatives say the virus resulted in unnecessary infections and deaths. The widow and son of an elderly Austrian man who died in Ischgl are seeking around $117,000 compensation from the government. Theirs is seen as a test case for a larger class action involving hundreds who fell ill in early 2020. The outbreak in Ischgl, a popular resort in Western Austria, is considered one of Europe's earliest super spreader events of the pandemic. An independent commission has concluded authorities acted too slowly to shut down ski resorts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British government announced a major simplification of its rules for international travel, heeding complaints the rules were cumbersome and ineffective. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.